Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here's a new report out on the two candies that are struggling the most throughout the past year.
Uh-oh.
Not surprisingly, candy corn came is number two. Not sales not doing too well for candy corn. Also, not surprisingly, I guess, licorice is number one. Mm. You're not a big fan of licorice.
No, I'm not.
Most people aren't, it looks like. Consumer interest in candy corn is down 9.1% year over year, and licorice down 13.6%. Beyond those two, marshmallow candy dropped 9% in interest.
I see a common thread. Keep going.
And caramel apples are down almost 7%.
I see another thread. None of those involve chocolate.
Gaining in popularity. Haribo gummies rose in interest by 48%.
Oh, my. Okay.
Gummies. Randomly, old school Baby Ruth candy bars up 42% for Baby
Ruth. That is old school.
Yes, sir. Hershey's Kisses jumped 37% in interest compared to last year.
Product that has been the same for more than a century.
People just rediscover them.
I guess so.
Tastes change and so forth. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's see what else we got on. I just want to tell you, relate a little something that happened to me yesterday afternoon. My wife was needing to go to rehearsal for this concert she's in next Tuesday. And I decided I'd run to the store and get us something to eat.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say what store it was, but my idea was, hey, we'll get some really nice fried chicken and some we'll get some mac and cheese.
Sounds like a plan.
The mac and cheese was old and cold.
Oh, no.
As was the chicken.
Oh, no.
The meal was quite bad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Very seldom throw food off my plate, but I couldn't finish it.
Oh.
Threw it out.
Oh, man.
Anyway, while I was there, though,
See, you should have gone to PR, the Pizza Ranch. Get some chicken and mac and cheese there.
Something exciting happened to me in that grocery store, Chad.
Okay, yes.
Over in the produce, I looked up and I saw Annette Lawless, who is on News 12. She was off the air for a while, now she's back. And you see her everywhere, okay? She's all over. You get a lot of FaceTime.
She was in Gridiron last year.
Well, there you go. So anyway, I said I'd go up and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she wouldn't know me. If we ever met, she'd forgotten by now. And I shook her hand and introduced myself. And I said, it was very nice. I said, it's nice to have you back on the air, Annette. She looked at me and says, oh, you made my day.
Well,
well,
there you go.
Can you imagine big TV people? People don't tell them they like what they do on the TV. Anyway, she's a big star, and she was nice to me, so I thought that was nice.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yes. Big radio star and a big TV star have an encounter at Dylan's.
Yep.
I'm surprised a crowd of people didn't start surrounding you guys during this conversation.
Yes. Pushing in.
Exactly.
Demanding some attention.
Selfies and celebrity stalking.
Oh,
and, yeah.
You know, when's the last time somebody came up to me or you in public and said, can I take a selfie with you?
Well, the mayor did at that ICT Streets. That's the last time it happened with us.
Yeah.
The mayor came and took a selfie with us.
Now, the great thing about being on radio is nobody knows what we look like.
Yeah, see, sometimes that is an advantage.
We can do whatever we want. No, not really. We behave ourselves. All right, there you go. There's my clash with the rich and famous.
How about that?
Let's see what else I got.
I'm so sorry you didn't get a good meal out of that.
Oh.
Experience.
Disappointing. Okay, let's see what I got. Mega Millions, up to $680 million for the jackpot tonight. Mega Millions. Ever play Mega Millions?
I don't think so.
Cost $5 for a ticket.
No wonder I haven't played it.
Can you imagine? Of course, that money goes into a big fund that pays for our kids' education.
It's out of my price range.
Yeah. It pays for kids' education, streets, highways, and just about everything else you can think of.
Right.
Buy your ticket today. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. Attorneys for Brian Koberger are working to knock off a bill the killer has been hit with.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Koberger's attorneys want a judge to excuse the convicted killer from paying tens of thousands of dollars to the grieving families of two college students he slaughtered, arguing they have banked enough from GoFundMe donations. The 30-year-old has been ordered to pay roughly $290,000 in fines and restitution after he pleaded guilty to stabbing University of Idaho students Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanneker Nodal, and Ethan Chapin to death in their off-campus home. Prosecutors have now slapped the former criminology student with an additional restitution bill, requesting he shell out over $20,000 for Gonsalves' parents and roughly $7,000 for Mogan's mother to cover their travel expenses. Koberger's legal team blasted the request for additional funds in a court filing earlier this month and argued that Koberger has no means to pay the restitution now or in the future. He's serving 4 consecutive life sentences. A restitution hearing to discuss the request for funds has been scheduled for November 5th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Koch's investing in AI. Kirk Semenoff, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's Koch, Inc. is investing in an Atlanta artificial intelligence startup. Semaphore AI, and that's a neural four if you're keeping track, was founded 2 years ago and develops AI agents that are used to work like humans. Koch's chief technology officer says it's setting a new standard for productivity and operational excellence. One area the AI agents are working in is Koch's manual reconciliation process, which is a process of comparing 2 or more sets of financial records to check for accuracy. Koch has not said how much it has invested in Semaphore.ai. A Wichita Police Department task force focused on property crimes reduction has made 600 arrests and recovered $7.5 million in stolen property over the past year. A Wichita police captain said the task force has also recovered 52 guns and, quote, a whole lot of dope as well. Task force was created to combat everything from misdemeanor shoplifting to grand theft. Small business retailers the Business Journal spoke with say property theft has been on the rise, with one clothing retailer saying a year of thefts can amount to 2 to 3% of inventory loss. And consumer sentiments in Wichita were down in the third quarter of this year, but bigger shifts could be on the horizon as 2026 approaches. That's according to the Metropolitan Consumer Sentiment Index, a quarterly index published in partnership with the Business Journals and global decision intelligence company Morning Consult. Scores at 100 or above indicate positive consumer sentiment. Wichita checked in at 88.1 for the third quarter, down from 93.1 in the second quarter. It's the lowest sentiment in Wichita since Q3 of 2023 and 8 points down from the 5-year high of 96.2 in the first quarter of 2024. Nationally, consumer sentiment is at 95.8. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
So is that index just a measure of optimism, pessimism type thing?
Yes, and it remained largely flat, although a couple of signs that the Wichitans or people in the Wichita area seem to think that a recession or worse was coming. And it's kind of a broad stroke question, but it seemed to lack confidence in where it was going from here.
All right. Business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. All right, Kirk. Today is World Polio Day. On a serious note here, commemorating global efforts toward a polio-free future, as well as the sacrifices of those working on the front line to battle and eradicate polio from every corner of the world. And it is a terrible, terrible, crippling disease. And I can remember lining up at Willard School, grade school, and I guess I was in the first grade, lining up for our polio shots. Fortunately, almost everybody I know did not catch polio. I did know one person who had it, and it left him disfigured for life. But he battled it. He did okay with it. He dealt with it. But anyway, polio day, celebrating one that's gone away.
Of course, we did that today. Half of the nation would not get the polio shot.
No, they wouldn't want it. Anyway. Okay, thank you, guys. 7:55. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, we'll tell you about a man shot and killed near a youth football game in Northeast Wichita. Ted has a look at sports, as always, with a special guest.
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes out from our live Friday morning visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Got Mitch coming up in about 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, it's The Blur.
The Blur will feature one of the great television episodes of all time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm. I think you'll enjoy it. That'll be coming up in The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll have a look at traffic and your weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.